I gave you a program this evening that'll keep you going for an hour. Well, you're not talking to Gavin.
Well, Gavin's outside.
Well, I was talking to Gavin from a quarter to seven to the 20 to eight. Non-stop. So that should keep Mindside Radio going for the next three or four days.
Over the year, it'll be
What's your own name?
Ken Murray.
Ken Murray.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, you're doing well anyhow in Mindside Radio.
Well, hopefully we'll get a license.
I was just wondering, would you?
Maybe a few prayers.
Well, you see, you're in a unique position here in the sense that you've only the one local radio in Drogheda,
yeah.
Whereas in Dundalk they have two.
Yes.
And you see, when I go to Dundalk, there's two of them tugging at me. One saying, come up to the, what do you call the hotel?
The Imperial.
The Imperial. And the other one says, no, come up to the fairways or whatever it is, you know. Whereas in Drogheda, I'm safe enough. Only one to deal with.
Yeah, they're doing a fair good job. Like,
yes. Well, I think there's always a great interest in this local radio type of thing.
Do you think there is a need for local radio?
I think there's a great interest by the people in local radio. I notice, for instance, when I'm in Dundalk, if I go into a house there, in 9 cases out of 10, it's to the local radio tuned in. Now, I wouldn't have the same knowledge of the local scene in Drogheda, but from what I hear, again, there's a great interest by the local people, not only of Drogheda, but of the surrounding area in the local station. I think you see that not only is there a need for it, but I think it answers a kind of a natural tendency within people to go for the local thing. You know, I feel it does.
Do you think it is?
Of course it is. Well, the national one can only give a tiny little bit about any individual place, whereas the local scene
covers all the local scene.
Not only that, but it also, I think, it's a great thing for building up pride among a local community in what is unique to themselves. I think it's also a great thing for building up a kind of a sense of unity among the people as a community, building up community sense, community pride, perhaps giving them all kinds of ideas with regard to local projects.
Would you think it brings communities together?
Yes, I think it does, but particularly it brings individuals together as a community.
Do you think, for instance, that local radio should have been brought in, we'd say, in the last decade?
Well, you see,
would you think, for instance, the government is kind of dragging it on?
Well, I wouldn't know enough now, to be honest, about that, you see, to comment on it, because I'm not living at the moment this side of the border. If you'd asked me that 4 or 5 years ago, I might have known more about it, you know, because when I was in Maynooth, I used to visit occasionally towns where Radio Éireann used to do a kind of local programmes and so on. I remember being down in Listowel at the Writers' Week one time, and for that week they had local Listowel radio and taking a little bit of part in it, and the same thing in one or two other towns when I was visiting festivals. But I would understand the situation more that time than I do nowadays. To be honest, I'm not up to date with the information now that I would have, you know.
Yeah, I think it'd be fair.
So I wouldn't like to comment further, you know, on the existing situation.
So you would be in favour of local radio?
I think it's a very good thing, and I think a local radio does all the things that I mentioned, you know.
That's grand.
Thanks.
And beside me here, I've got Con O'Brien. Con, have you any comment to make on the ceremony itself?
Yes, I was very impressed, and particularly with our mayor. He's brilliant at this, of course, and also I'm delighted in the great knowledge that our cardinal had. I mean, he took us from a long way back up to the present day.
So he went over the history of Drogheda and the reason why, more or less, Cardinal Luffy should get the freedom of the town.
Yes, I think he's well deserving of it. But these are the fact that he must have played a prominent part in bringing our holiness the Pope here on the 29th of September last. For that reason alone, I think that was a great achievement. Indeed, tonight is equally, not what I'd say, on the same level as the visit of our Pope, but at least the Cardinal joining the other freemen of Drogheda, I think, is a great occasion. I did one regret. I must say that I'm very disappointed with the attendance.
Yes, I was just going to mention that, you being a man of the people voting and putting you into corporation, were you impressed with the turnout by the people?
No, I was very disappointed, very, very disappointed. I think the occasion was worthy of bigger attendance. I, for one, thought that's when I came up here that the...